Susan Rosco, Adrian Sutherland.
How's your trip been so far?
Good. It's been good, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been busy.
You've been here all week long? Or?
Yeah, arriving Monday, so.
Yeah.
I've been home pretty steady since I came in, so.
Nice. And then you guys take off on Friday, I guess?
Yeah, I'm leaving Friday. I'm not sure what Rosanna's doing, but I have to head home for a little while, yeah.
Okay. And so how would you get here from Attawapiskat?
I would fly.
Okay, like straight from?
No, we'll fly along the coastal communities, and then Timmins.
So from Timmins?
And then I connect through Timmins, yeah.
Timmins to Toronto.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. And is that a long journey to get to Timmins?
This time around, I was able to get here in one day.
Okay.
So they have connecting flights now that you can book.
Yeah.
Normally it was 2 days just to get over here.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a bit of a journey. 4 hours of flying and
to
get here.
It's a long ways.
Yeah,
I can imagine. Well, welcome to Toronto.
Yeah, good to be back.
Yeah, and I hope tomorrow is a successful show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That should be fun. I'm going to try to make it. I was telling Rosanna, I have my son who's turned 18 today, mm-hmm. but he's on a plane coming back home.
Yeah.
He was a week at a school, a French trip.
Yeah.
Out to Paris. So.
Oh, wow.
So my wife said, you got to keep tomorrow evening free. I go, I want to see Adrian. He goes, it's your son's birthday. It's okay. We'll figure something out. we'll figure something out, you know?
Yeah.
But congrats on the new album.
Thank you.
Precious Diamonds.
Yeah.
So I have here. So for people listening, When the Magic Hits, this was your first solo.
Yep.
Tell me about this album, Precious Diamonds. What's new, what's different than the music and the songs that we hear on When the Magic Hits?
Well, I think what's new, what's new with this album compared to the last album is that we were able to focus on two fully Cree songs that we were able to record. So that was something I really enjoyed doing. Nuhtawi, which was the lead single for the album, came out a little while back. And we have another one that's going to be released in the near future called Gayash. So those two songs are something I've never done before, like in the language. So those are something to sort of pay attention to. Excuse me. And it's got more of a, it still has that sort of rustic feel to it, you know, like the first album. But it's also got a sort of a live organic feel to it as well.
Yeah.
Because we recorded as a band in the studio.
Yeah.
It's something I haven't done before, so that was very different, you know, in good ways. So
yeah,
I had fun doing that.
And you've worked with Colin Linden before, yeah?
Yes. Worked with him on the debut solo album.
Okay.
So we did that one together, and we made it a we wanted to record an album in person, actually, in the studio. So we basically made a commitment after the first album to get down and do record together in person. So
nice. You went down to Nashville?
Yeah.
How was that?
Oh, it was fun. You know, first time down there.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't get to do much. I just was in the studio for almost 10 days or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were long hours in the studio and trying to get the songs to where we felt good about them.
Yeah.
So a lot of work. When I was down there, so I might have taken one stroll down the main stretch. I caught a show but that's it. I mean, I didn't really do anything else there other than record.
Yeah.
But it was great meeting some session players. It was great meeting the people that came to work on the album.
Yeah.
You know, people I ran into on the streets, whether it was having some food or whatever, were so really genuinely interested in who I was and where I came from and music.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. It was really nice to just kind of run into people and just chat to random people, yeah, strangers on the street.
Now, you had said that on this album, Precious Diamonds, Natawi is the first single that they came out, and that's entirely in Cree.
Yep.
And I didn't know that before, that this was the first time that you've actually, on a solo project, done a song in your native language. I think I told you before, I first came to know about you and your band Midnight Shine through the cover, Neil Young cover,
right,
Heart of Gold, and I just fell in love with your version.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I don't know if I want to ask why now, but yeah, why do you, I guess there was a comfort, you felt comfortable doing it, but why this song, why this album, why now?
Well, they're probably a few reasons I chose to do so. I mean, I wanted to do something like this a lot sooner.
Yeah.
But believe it or not, I find it hard to write in Cree.
Okay.
It's hard to sing in Cree. And I just never really, I've written stuff before, and it just never, I don't know, just never felt right.
Interesting.
So, okay. Yeah. So, but I have always had it in mind to write an entire album in Cree.
Yeah.
So we ended up with two songs, and we were able to get that on the record. But it also was important for me as a language speaker, and for the our indigenous fan base,
yeah,
something for them to enjoy and to listen to in the language. Also for people that who are reconnecting with their roots, reconnecting with their language that they have lost. I think it was important for me to have a song, and you know, perhaps maybe they could learn to sing and learn the words and stuff like that. So
yeah,
those are a few reasons why I felt it was important to do a song in my language.
Nice. Now that song came out a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
What's been the feedback?
You know what, I think there was a very, very good response to that song.
Yeah.
I remember just receiving a lot of comments on social media about that song, how people were proud and how they were really able to understand it,
mm-hmm,
even though they were from different dialects, or they were from Ojibwe communities,
okay,
or from the Algonquin communities, or the Innu, or Iyushchi, like all these different dialects, which are all part of the Algonquin language group. Everyone could understand everything I was saying because,
oh, wow,
I use very generic kind of the words I chose to use were kind of generic, I guess, in some ways.
Yeah.
And everyone could kind of, you know, pick them out and understand them.
And was that intentional? Like,
yeah.
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 And I'm wondering if that makes it harder to write, or to make sure that the thoughts in your head is what comes out.
Well, I know our Cree is sometimes stretched out a lot longer than some of the other dialects.
Yeah.
Which makes it a little bit more difficult, I guess, for maybe other dialects to pick up on.
Yeah.
Some of the other dialects, the same words are shortened quite a bit.
Okay.
So, but we still understand the shortened sort of versions of those words and the dialects. So I chose to, like, you know, try to do it as very do it in a way that would sort of everyone could kind of, you know, get it,
yeah,
and understand it. So I think I was able to achieve that.
That's fantastic. I was listening to my Rebel Spirit today. In fact, I listened to a bunch of your songs off of this new album, and I must say I enjoyed all of them. I like the sort of roots rock feel. There's even some good bass on some of these songs. It almost sounds, it's a little funk coming out of there.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But in the song My Rebel Spirit, you talk about feeling misunderstood. I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about that. Do you feel you're misunderstood? Like, who do you feel misunderstands you?
Well, I think I always feel different coming from the north.
And, okay.
I mean, we have similarities. You know, everybody has similarities as humans, but sometimes I feel like I'm a little different because of where I come from. So that's one place I find myself, you know, is feeling different, is, you know, coming from so far away up in the north in an isolated place. I just always had trouble fitting into. I don't like getting in people's faces.
And, okay.
I don't like, you know, hey, we should write together. Hey, we should do this together. Hey, I'm, you know, whatever. I'm just not that person. I've never been that person. So
yeah.
I prefer to, like, kind of try to, you know, keep a low profile. And, you know, I'd rather go eat by myself.
Yeah.
So I'm a bit of a loner. I don't know, I just always felt that way, and it's always been hard for me to fit in, and I think people just misunderstand me sometimes. My world views are slightly different than others.
Yeah,
I have a different belief system coming from, you know, the bush, like really growing yeah. up in the bush, and it so I think that can, you know, make me feel out of place at times.
Interesting.
And you know, I'm not a hipster. I don't know. At least I don't see myself as being a hipster.
That's a nice sweater, though.
But yeah, I mean, yeah. So sometimes, you know, I kind of go against the grain too.
Yeah.
You can tell me I can't do this or can't do that. I'm going to try to prove you wrong. Been stubborn that way sometimes. But yeah, I mean, I've always felt that way, and so that's where that song was inspired by, you know, that feeling of being an outsider or
yeah.
not fitting in, or being a rebel, and,
yeah.
you know, and not trying to be something I'm not, you know.
Yeah. Is it this song? It's the video. You're like, there's three of you.
No, that's Precious.
That's Precious.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to get to that, but I want to, you know, what you just said. Is really interesting, because I see a lot of performers, and whenever I see somebody who is, you know, a performer in my eyes, and I see that they're a little, I don't know if shy is the right word, but it's like, you know, mm-hmm. they're hang back, they're not, like you said, rah-rah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering the role of music for you, whether that helps you, whether you use that as a communication tool, because you're sort of, you know, I'd rather, you know, like you said, have a meal on my own. Whether the role of music allows you to say the things that maybe you can't say, but you can sing. Does that make sense, what I'm trying to ask?
Yeah, it allows me to express myself.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Express what's going on.
Yeah.
Or who express who I am.
Yeah.
The different sort of variations of what make, you know, what makes me click or makes me who I am.
Yeah.
So that's the great thing about music, is that you can almost hide behind the music and mm. put on this whole stage presence.
Yeah.
For sure. Music, you know, I feel, even just with the guitar, that really is like a security blanket, you know,
mm.
for me, like holding a guitar and then playing the guitar on stage. If you were to take the guitar away from me, I'd feel really uncomfortable. Like, you know, I've been asked, why don't you just not play guitar, you know, for this song, and just put the guitar down or whatever, and
yeah.
I'm just like, no.
I need my hands.
I need the guitar. What am I going to do without the guitar, right? I got to do something.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Diamonds. There's the chorus. is very interesting. It sort of gets people to sing along and to join in. Tell me about, and of course, you know, in the video, there's three of you. There's sort of the rock star persona. There's dad. You know, the father, right? There, and there's I think you there's the hunter, the guy, you know.
Yeah.
Tell me about the song and sort of that visual of the three different, or the three types of Adrian.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're all the same person.
Yeah, that's right.
But there's just, you know, different things that I'm involved with. Obviously, I'm a father and a husband, so first and foremost, that's always something I make a priority, and then everything else sort of is secondary to me.
Yeah.
Music a lot of times will get shelved, you know, could be shelved for a couple months.
Yeah.
I won't even pick up a guitar and sing a note.
Yeah.
And I have to hunt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have to hunt, and then that person, that part of me takes over, and it's a whole different person, you know, and then the person who is on stage or who's writing music.
Yeah.
But it was fun to kind of play around with that, with three different, you know, versions of me, and then the musician guy who kind of picks up the hunter and picks up the father loungy kind of guy who just like chills out at home or whatever, or in the community when I'm back home, and just kind of take them for a ride, and then they all become one person.
Yeah.
Eventually, all combined into this, you know, one person. It was a fun thing to do, and I think it was a great idea too, and I wanted to, it was hard for me to get into, like, almost like you had to get into the sort of that character, right, in the video. So it was kind of like there's a side of me that people don't know, which is my family, around my family, people don't see that part of me.
Yeah.
And so there was that, and I'm always, you know, having fun with the kids and stuff like that, joking around with everyone at home. So I tried to show that a little bit, and I think you might pick up on it a little bit in the video, but. Yeah, the whole song is really about being oppressed. You know, it's also it's also touching on things like, you know, how precious this land is to us. Singing to, you know, your oppressor, won't us, and where are you gonna run to now? There ain't no hiding in here.
Mm.
That someday, you know, things will change. Things, you know, my grandkids or great grandkids are, you know, gonna be elite. They're going to be part of the elite, and they're not going to just have to endure life like I have, you know, for so long. And just, I feel like it's been just enduring, you know, collecting water every day, you know, cleaning an animal after killing it, and then preserving it, and then putting it away, and then it's like, it's a hard life, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't want your kids to kind of go through those hardships, and you want them to experience them. Obviously, it helps build a character, and it also and they learn a lot about their capabilities as well. and so it's important for them to experience those things, but definitely not to you know, live in a life of hardship.
Yeah. How are things back home? How are things in your hometown, Ottawa?
I mean, it doesn't seem good to me. You know, honestly, if I'm being honest, I find it really difficult to be in the community these days. There are a lot of challenges still there that exist. Dealing with a lot of different issues still, housing shortages. We still don't have access, like, we don't have clean water from our faucet. We have an opiates crisis, you know, people are dying from that. I mean, it's pretty rough, you know. There's no youth programming, there's no youth recreation, There's no recreation at all like going on, so it's tough when you don't have a lot of things going on in the community. And I think everybody is, they want things to happen, but I don't know, like I think people are just, like I said, existing, you know, looking after themselves, looking yeah. after their own families, and have to worry about, you know, that's enough to worry about on its own. And I know for me, like, I love to go out and volunteer to develop a nice hockey program for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, no one else wants to come out and do that.
Oh, wow.
So it's difficult. Like, you can't do all that stuff on your own. There's only so much you can do, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's tough, to be honest. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm sorry to hear that, and I know I ask you every time, and I ask you because, you know, I want to know, and I'm, you know, I'm concerned as well, and I don't know if there's, what can those of us in the city, let me say it that way, do?
Well, I mean... That's always a hard question for me to answer.
And, yeah.
excuse me. I guess one response I always come back to is, is to help amplify, you know, me as an artist, mm-hmm. support me as an artist, help amplify my voice as an artist, because I do speak out. I do speak about the water issues. I speak about other issues. I think if you help amplify someone who has a cause and they're trying to make change, I think that's probably one of the best way you can help.
Awesome.
Our situation, I don't know what writing letters is going to do to, you know,
yeah.
the government. That would be probably the only way I think you could probably help situation is,
all right.
you know, help amplify somebody like me, support me as an artist. And, you know, I live there now and I still want to live there. And I think, mm-hmm. for how long, I don't know. I think, we'll see how things are in the next couple of years and
yeah.
who knows, I don't know what's beyond that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your album releases this week. You're playing a show in Toronto this week as well. And are there any plans to go on a tour, whether it's through Ontario or through Canada?
Yeah, the album release is coming out on Friday. And, I mean, we don't have any plans to have a tour or anything like that. But
yeah.
we have been, you know, trying to get more shows.
Yeah.
We've been applying to, like... many festivals,
yeah,
many showcase events,
yeah.
I'm not really the kind of artist you'd find, you know, booking shows in bar venues, like,
okay,
that kind of artist. But I've done shows, you know, like that previously, so we got some shows shaping up for the summer. I'm you know, excited to get out and do some shows performing, and so I couldn't tell you what what dates, what exactly, where I'll be playing, but I know I'll be back here to do some shows in the surrounding Toronto area.
Excellent.
And I'll be in northwestern Ontario. I'll be in Manitoba as well, doing some shows. I'll likely be in Quebec as well, in the northern part of Quebec, on the James Bay side. So and been doing a lot of stuff again with schools, youth, that kind of thing.
Awesome.
So I've been visiting communities and doing little shows, concerts, and engaging with young people.
Perfect. And I have to ask you this selfishly. Is there any opportunities in the future for another Midnight Shine album? Is that a thing?
Yeah, well, anything's possible.
All right.
I don't think anyone's expressed wanting to give up on the brand, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm focused on my solo stuff right now, and I'm in touch with a couple of the members.
Yeah.
I just had coffee with one of the bass players, Stan.
Yeah.
I had a coffee with him about a week ago, so we had an opportunity to catch up. So
nice.
And he's really involved in other stuff right now too. So it's
perfect.
It's great, and we talked about the possibility of doing something down the road, and
nice.
Someday, hopefully, that
awesome
that opportunity will arise.
Perfect, Adrian. Thank you so much for spending some time with me. I know it's a busy time for you here in the city. If people want to, as they listen to this, and they want to find out more about you, they want to buy your music, where can they go?
Go to www.adriansutherlandmusic.com. You can go to all the links from there, all the streaming platforms, all the social media platforms. You can also just go directly to the streaming or social media, and there's links there as well.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, Karine.